pasture around, and she took a piece, and Mama had hired a season, had sweet potatoes all around. She said, "That's pretty good. Pass me another piece for it." And instead of waiting till the next morning to tell her, they could not stand it. So when she swallowed the last bite, they said, "You've been eating possum." And she went out there and put a finger down her throat to vomit.
Is that right?
Now, so opossums and minks, I don't think you eat minks, but you use their skin for fine fur.
And how about the animal that has a bad odor, if you scare it?
That's a skunk.
Uh-huh. And the two
If he's all right, if you don't throw out that odor, but if he throws out that odor, you know, you'll get rid of it. It's in the car and everywhere else. It's in the road when you pass, too.
And the two kinds of squirrels that you've got?
I've seen on the university campus up there some red-tailed squirrels. But most of them are gray, mm-hmm. gray squirrel.
And do you have a something that looks rather like a squirrel, but it doesn't climb trees, it stays on the ground? Do you have anything like that?
You don't mean rabbits?
No, it looks pretty much like a squirrel. Sometimes it's called a gopher, a grinny.
They are mostly on the western plains.
I see. And different kinds of frogs?
Yeah, the bullfrog, and love the best thing to eat the bullfrog legs. I'll try anything once.
Mm-hmm.
Bullfrog legs are considered pretty good, but they'll hop after they're dead, clear out of the dish until the next day after the dress. I've even eaten rattlesnake meat. Have you?
I've heard of it. I've never indulged, but I know. I've heard of it.
I did that in Florida, down Silver Springs. They nipped the rattlesnake. Get the venom to use for using hypodermically, you know. And they milk the rattlesnake. Well, when they milk the rattlesnake, he's not much more. Count. Then they cook the meat and they kind of barbecued it. And it's white. It looks just like the finest of fish meat. It's real white. And they were selling it at 25 cents for a little square. And I don't like snakes, but I said, "Leave me get me one of those, see how it tastes." No, it said, "Do you mean to tell me that you would put a bite of that in your mouth?" I said, "Yeah, I'm going to go over and get me one." And I went over and got one, and it tastes good.
I hear it tastes almost like a very fine chicken.
Tastes like very fish,
like,
too.
Fish?
Tastes uh-huh. like fish, too.
Uh-huh. What other kind of frogs do you have?
Bullfrogs, toad frogs, and the little bitty frog, tiny little bitty frog. Tree frogs, there's some tree frogs.
And the tree frog, does he sing when it's going to rain? Is that the...
Yeah, but I don't know much about those, but I've seen those little tiny frogs hopping around. And the bullfrogs get out there in a little pool of water and they squawk and go on all the time.
The toad frogs are in your garden mostly?
Yeah, they're around the any place where it's damp. A frog's going to be where it's damp.
How about the hard shell? Animals that live.
Those are turtles and terrapins. And
what's the difference?
Turtles are edible, terrapins not.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the two?
Well, a turtle can get to be a big thing.
Mm-hmm. And he lives in water, does he?
He lives in water. Terrapins and